table here on EZFM. Let's talk about some romantic topics now. Which cities in China are the most romantic? A recent ranking is out of many people's expectation since it puts Foshan as the number third, and all the major cities in China failed to make it into the top 10. So do you think the ranking is reasonable?
Then we need to look at how it was calculated, and it doesn't seem that reasonable.
It makes no sense, actually.
Well, let's see how it's been, how it reached this conclusion. So basically, they looked at the sale of print books, e-books, and musical CDs on topics of love, marriage, romance, idols, and that's compiled by Amazon China. And so basically, it's looking at consumption, I would say. So what a lot of people want to know about love, they want to listen to love songs and those kind of things. But it doesn't necessarily mean that these people are dating more, or they're more love more, or any of that kind of thing.
Well, I think it is interesting. I mean, certainly Dongguan isn't at the top, but it's on the top three. In my working theory on this, this idea right now is that people who have a lack of romance, who have a lack of love in their life, more than likely they're going to be more interested in this. And so you think about and also women are probably going to be more predisposed to buy these kinds of products, especially romance novels and things like that. You don't find many men buying them. But when you think about Dongguan and how many prostitutes, how many women who were selling sex for money, more than likely they didn't like their job. More than likely, you know, they didn't feel like they were very loved or had any romance in their life, because basically, day in, day out, they were just, you know, just forced to have sex with strangers.
Well, but when you look at the whole population of Dongguan, there is, you know, the manufacturing population, a lot of migrant workers, pretty young, probably don't have a significant other. And of course, they'll feel lonely. They want to be loved, and they would listen to songs, read books that revolve around the matter, those kind of things. I think it's understandable. I don't think we should just single out the women.
Sure, I agree. But definitely, again, I mean, I think that this says nothing, pretty much, about romantic cities. I mean, I've never been to Dongguan, but it doesn't seem exactly like the place that I'd like to take a date on. Nor Foshan. I've been to Ningbo. Ningbo is actually kind of damp and dirty for the most part. Doesn't seem very romantic to me. I mean, it seems like the most romantic place that I know of is probably like Suzhou or Hangzhou. You know, I mean, looking at this information, it's just purely based upon consumption patterns, not you know, actually romantic places.
Okay, so John, you mentioned Suzhou or Hangzhou. What is in your mind, Heyang, as the most romantic city you've been to in China?
Well, I think I can't really pinpoint one, but certainly something like Suzhou or maybe even Ningbo. So the place is, in general,
have you been to Ningbo?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I went to Ningbo a couple of years ago, and it was damp and dirty.
No, it's much better now, I think. But still, you know, not quite as developed.
So I think the prerequisites you need to have for a romantic city is people are reasonably well off. I think the pace of living is not too fast, so people can actually take some time and enjoy themselves, kind of things.
So like Kunming or Dali or something like that, perhaps.
Yeah,
definitely.
And also another city that came up from one of our listeners, Zhou Yulei, he says it's Xiamen.
厦门鼓浪屿上面有很多榕树，夏天，特别是夏天，你去的时候看一下大海，非常不错。上面还有一个钢琴博物馆，非常的美好。厦门还有很多有特色的小吃。
Yeah, I certainly support her because
I am from
Xiamen, yes. And it is a romantic city.
Yeah, I think, there comes another prerequisite, I think. So you need a romantic setting. So if it's a beautiful city with lakes, rivers, and green mountains, those kind of things, I think it provides good dating places.
I think the key really is an intimate setting, and so smaller areas, more trees, you know, feelings of being enclosed and things like that, a greater sense of privacy, perhaps.
Mm. And also the major cities didn't make to this list, and or even probably in my mind.
Yeah, because
people
in Beijing, we don't want to learn about romance. We want to learn about how to make money and how to become powerful.
Not
really. Everyone. Beijingers want love, too, or, you know.
But money is more important.
No, I wouldn't say that. But I think that when a city, when the pace of living is so fast and people do want to get more money, I think, yes, romance sometimes does, it doesn't become the most significant thing you think about.
Also, I would say that romance is pretty expensive in Beijing as well.
Mm. And a lot of it, people say Beijing is not romantic, is that it doesn't have a lot of water, I think. Because I think water is very important, contributing factor to it. Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah. And that's it for this edition of Roundtable.